We are on Daf Chesamet Beis. Mikol Mokim Lasu Yemai. We heard before in the previous Baraisa that Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher and the Sukkah Mikol Mokim is kosher. What is the Mikol Mokim? That's coming Lasu Ye Sukkah's Rakvash. The Tono Rabbonon Sukkah's Rakvash. Sukkah's Royim. Sukkah's Kayotzim. Sukkah's Bulganin. Sukkah Shemrei Peiris. Sukkah mikol mokim ksheira. Rabuvad shetehem misucheches kehilchoso. Mai kehilchoso, omar avchizde vuhusha aso letzel. Sukkah mikol mokim lasuye mai, lasuye sukkahs ganvach. So we have here two baraises. Haitane, the ganvach, the first baraise, the tan of ganvach, alimele ganvach. Mishum de kivi. It's a kavua de kesuke, was made al koponim to last. The kotonim ikol mokim lasuyi rakvash, the loikvi was made with the intentions that it will be taken apart when there'll be no need for it. So I would, so faker, so that's a suke gerua. If it was made with such intentions, so there's a svara that it should pass all the sukkah. So he's machadish trafilu, was made with such intention, since batsim it's roi lamid l'shiva, it's a kosher sukkah. V'hai tana de rakvash, alim alei rakvash, de b'nei chiyuvininu. It was either made for b'nei chiyuvi, or was made al yedei b'nei chiyuvi. But Tana Mikol Mokim Lasuye Ganvach, the Lav B'nei Chiyuve Ninu, they're not B'nei Chiyuve, it wasn't made for B'nei Chiyuve, it wasn't made Al Yedei B'nei Chiyuve. Let us see Rashi. Rakvash Simen Royim Kayotzim Bulganim Shemre Peres. Kamen Porech Maigri Yusai Dahani Mahanach Delael Dekori Leisuke Mikol Mokim. Royim she'osu suke basode leishay besoicha nei hasherev v'shoimrim tzaynam. Kayotzim shoimrei k'tziyos ashtuchim basode liyavish. Bulganin shoimrei ha'ir. Bulganim ha'shoimrei ha'ir v'kulon yisraelim heim. Avo suke zu loy l'shem chag nas. So it wasn't made l'shem chag. Suke mikol mokim da filo poches mei l'vahayna hanach d'leil k'de mefosh l'kamon. Da'i tanach hoshev lei hanach mishum di Yisrael ninu. V'chayovim besuke. R'uyin sukosan lahach sheyoyser misukes ganvach. Goyim noshim behem merkusim she'ein chayovim besuke. Alima chesuve lahachshe. This is more choshev to be machshe. Sukkis rakvash loikvi. Pomim royin kan, upomim royin kan. Kshaochlo esa mire. Vechen kayotzim. Kshayoshvu, kshayovshu, hulchen lahem. Veseisren sukosom. Now Bulganin, which is Shemrei Ha'ir. Why is Bulganim not Kavua? Shemrei Ha'ir, what happened? The Ganovim left already. Shemrei Ha'ir L'chayre, Pesach Nisht. Shemrei Ha'ir L'chayre, that is a Dova Kavua. Rashi, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, said a different beer of Bulganin. Rashi and Daf Gimel Amid Beis said, Bulganin, Chosel Mursayu, it's Tzai De Oifis. So Memela Tidy Ophis is good, so it's not a Dova Kavua. Shemre Peres we had before. So then Bulganin could be Tidy Ophis, so it's not a Dova Kavua. But Shemre Ha'ir is a bissel modne. That it should be Seis Hechel Heve Seisren Sukosan. Let us see further. Zokta Mishne Weiter. Suke Yeshone. bei Shammai Poislin und bei Silo Machshirin. Bei Eizai Hisuke Yishone, Kol Shaso Koidem Lachag Shloishim Yoim. Now, Lachayr the Loshon is very misleading. Kol Shaso Koidem Lachag Shloishim Yoim, it was made Shloishim Yoim Koidem Lachag. So that's Shloishim Yoim Koidem Lachag is Lamaise. Then it's kosher. L'chayle, the Mishnah means, kol sha'aso koidim l'shloishim yoyim, koidim shloishim yoyim l'chag. That's the chayre of pshat in the Mishnah. Not koidim, sha'aso koidim l'chag shloishim yoyim. 30 days before the chag is mutter. That's since, she'elim v'derashim bilchas ayak shloishim yoyim koidim achag. So the Mishnah means Shaso Kaidim Lishloishim Yaim Kaidim Achag. He made it before the 30 days which are Kaidim Lachag. That's a Suki Yeshone that Beishamai passes. Avim Oso Lishem Chag. What is if he made the Suki Lishem Chag? Afilum Metchilas Hashone Ksheirim. Now here also the Mishnah is very misleading. If he made the sukkah l'shem chag mitchilas hashone is reish hashone. That's teich shloishim yoim. So if it's teich shloishim yoim, so you don't have to make it l'shem chag. Then it's not a sukkah yishone. The Mishnah Berurah says pshat in this Mishnah is nageya l'alocha. Also, we'll see in Tosfos that even though Beis Hillel holds that a sukkah yishone is kosher, afal pikein, there's a sukkah yishone, there's a mitzvah lachadish bodover, we'll see the protim in Taisviz. So in order to avoid the necessity of mitzvah lachadish bodover, it all had to be made l'shem chag. So this halacha is nageya Beis Hillel also. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Simen, Tala Medvov and Sharatzin Sivkotn Tes that Shoso Mitchilas Hashona means as follows. A very interesting aloche. If Lemaise, the Sukkah was made before Sukkis, for this Sukkis, it is possible for next Sukkis. Because it was made for this Sukkis, snapshot, you're making it forever. You can make it for this Yontif. You have to make it for Yontif. Not for all the Yomim Tovim. For one Yontif you can make it. So you have to make it for this Yontif. So if he made it before Sukkis, so it's possible the next year. That what the Mishnah says, Imoso afilu metchilas hashonek sheire, means he made it after last year's Sukkis, and it's not a complete year, but that's what it means. So, but that means right after Sukkis, he made it for the next Yontif, that's good. You can make it for the next Yontif even 11 and a half months early. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But if you made it before the previous Yontif, then it's Taka Posel for this Sukkis. Let us see Rashi. Sukkah Yishone, Kedem Meforish, Shaso Koidem Lechag, Shloishim Yoim, Veloi Pirish, Shehi Lashem Chag. He wasn't Meforish that this was an Asiyah Lashem Achag. Beishamai Poislim, the boy Sukkah Lashmo. They need a Sukkah Lashmo, the Sukkah is to be made Lashem Achag. Bizu stam nasis. And here we're speaking about a sukkah that was made stam. Ve'ilu teich shloishim l'chag. If the sukkah was made teich shloishim l'chag. Ve'ilu teich shloishim. If it would be made teich shloishim l'chag. So then that's considered was made l'tzeich hachag. Kiven de shoylin behilchis hachag koidim l'chag shloishim yoim. Since there's a din that shaylem bilchas achag, stam ha'oise l'shem chag ha'oise. So stam ha'oise l'shem chag ha'oise. אבל קודם שלושם, סתומה, לאו לחק. אלים קיים פיריש, איזה לא סיבוס פיריש. בסילו מכשירים לבין אינסוקה לשם חג, כשאירו לבי שמי יצטרך. קוראים את הבי שמי, ומתחיל לסע שונה, ואוס פיריש לשם חג, אירס קושם. is a very dachsach mir mechudishtike chazaynish on this Mishneh. The chazaynish says as follows. Stomo, like this we learn Rashi. Rashi says that it seems the boy sukkah lishmo v'zu stam nasis. It was made stam. Sukkah that was made stam is possible unless it's shloishim yoin in the shloishim yoin. Zuk the chazaynish stomo loy mashkachas lo. So the chazaynish says we pass stome. The ha'odom ha'oise binyin yesh loy machshove. What's that? He made it stome. You're making a sukkah. Why are you making stome? It doesn't make sense. He's making it for a purpose. That's the Chazaynish's kasha. So with this he says, Amoyim de Kechidish. Elevadai. So the Chazaynish says it is speaking about that he's making it Bishvil Tashmishay Shal Kol Hashana. He's making it for not for Sukkis. He's making it for Tashmishay Shal Kol Hashana. Sheikroi L'Tashmish Kol Hashana. But if it's toich lamed, machshavtoi gam l'shem chag. If it's toich lamed, so he's making it, you'll ask how he's making it for tashmish shal kol hashan, but since it's toich lamed, so there's a machshava also l'shem chag. Therefore he says, so sukkis ganvach will also be kosher. Sukkas Ganvach is very difficult to understand. Loimi boy, if we learn Sukkas Ganvach, that the Goyim made it, so then the Teich Lamed is very difficult to understand how the Teich Lamed will help by Goyim. But Lechere, let's speak about Sukkas Rakvash. Sukkas Rakvash Lechere, Teich Lamed, even though he's making it for other purposes, but since it's Teich Lamed, it's kosher. That's what the Chazaynish says. Dachsach mir, in Ran steht nicht so. Der Ran an Daf Aleph. Der Ran says, an Eise Sukkah Yishone, the Shaila was if Beis Hillel also holds in Yira Sukkah Lishma. So he says, the Halesa, the Kivin, the Machshari, Bo, Sukkahs, Ganvach, Verakvash, Kedisa, Begmore, Alma, Loi, Boi, Sukkah Lishem, Hachaklau. So the Ran says, if the Sukkahs, Ganvach is kosher, Rakvash is kosher, so you see, you don't need a Sukkah Lishem, Chak. The Chazaynish's claw would be good if it's made Teich Lamed. That's number one. Number two, there's a Taisvis in Menaches. Taisvis in Menaches says as follows. Taisvis daf mem beis amit beis. Taisvah says that by the union of Tcheles, Tcheles needs Tzviya Lishmo. You have to be Tzeveyet, L'shem Mitzvah Tcheles. So Taisvah says, what is the halacha if he was Tzeveyah, L'shem Tcheles, or L'shem Nisoyen? He wants to see if it's, if Sechapsach, if the Tzeva will, it's good enough, the Tzema will chap the Tzeva, won't chap the Tzeva. So Taisvah says, that's possible. That's felt in Lishmo. Lishma means you're doing it l'shem tcheles. If you're doing it for a double purpose, that's possible. That's what Taisva says. And Taisva tells Su, just like a mincha shekomso lishma v'shaloi lishma. That's a Taisva. And Rabbi Chanan says, it comes out from Taisva, if a person will go and write a get, and he'll write a get for two reasons. He wants to write a get for this isha. He's also writing a get to learn how to write a get. Will also be possible. The whole purpose of writing the get has to be only l'shem geirishin. And Rabbi Chanan in Kevit Shurim Chelik Beis, Simen Chav Beis, so he explains Taisvis. He says Pshat is as follows. The Bechol Mokim Shetzorich Lishmo, what is the din Lishmo? A get has to be Lishmo. Tzitzis, you have to be tzeveya lishmo. Here we have, Beishami holds, you need a seal lishmo by Sukkah. Yeah, what? But you need a seal lishmo according to Beishami. Ein akavone, shetzoicha odem lechavin koze, kebe bemitzvah sriches kavone, it's not a din kavone, you have to be mechavin. Elo, de boinin sheyehei hadovor miyuchid loze. The thing that is being created has to be miyuchid for one purpose. Kamoi. Beget be'inin sheyeshtar miyuchid va'oimed legeireshei ha'isha hazois. The get has to be miyuchid for the geireshin of this woman. Ugzeires ha'kosav hu da'yichud hazeh tzochli istavke b'shas ksiva. When does this yichud have to be? Bishas ksiv zeget has to be miyuchid for the gerishin of this isha. V'chein b'tzitzis, bo'inin sheyachutim miyuchodim v'oimdim le'mitzvah tzitzis. V'ayichud hazeh tzorch la'aso yisoy davke bishas tviye utzviye. That bishas you spin the chutim, so these chutim, the machshove is, That the tachlis of these chutim is it should be for that it's meyuchid for this purpose. The tzvi also it's a tzviya for this purpose. Not so a double purpose feltach. That's lishmo v'shaloi lishmo. He says by kotchim the halacha that by kotchim the halacha is if you're stomel lishmo. So by kachim it works like this. By kachim misha shehikdishan lekolm, harei hein miyuchadim va'oimdim lekolm. That means if you're magdish a behema for an oila. So what is this behema miyuchid for? What is it oimed for? It's oimed to be geshochten l'shem oila. That means if you're taking stamazai wool, so the wool is oimed to be tzitzis. The wool is oimed to be chelis. Anachta ketok. So there is a din lishmo that vakel that the threads are being made l'shem tzitzis. So that means so these threads are miyuchid for tzitzis. There you need yichud. You need yichud that when you dye a thread that it means that it has to be tcheles. So there you need it. There you need a yichud that's a din lishmo that it should be miyuchid for tcheles. But a kolben oila is miyuchet. What is a kolben oila aimed for? It's miyuchet to be geshachtem for an oila. Val kein loy beinen machshaves adam b'shaso avoide. Don't have to think I'm shachting it for an oila. The memele hein oimdim lishmo. Memele it's oimed lishmo. So what's the psul of shaloy lishmo? Avolim choshav befeirish shaloy lishmo. Bozeh okar oisom meyichuda makoidim. That means it's not necessary to be meforish that I'm doing it l'shem, shechting it l'shem oila, because it's oimed to be gishocht. But if you say I'm not shechting it l'shem oila, so good, so you're oiker the yichud. Upsulim mishum chesorim l'shmo. So why is it possible? Val sefelten l'shmo. That's how you answer say pshat. Al kaponim. So we see in the din lishmo of get, the din lishmo of tzitzis, the din lishmo of kochim. So pshat is that if you think a double purpose, das felt in lishmo, so it's not only miyuchid for this, it's being done for this and for this. And l'chayre, it seems that das felt in lishmo. So l'chayre, in the case of the Chazon Ish, it's very mechudishtik. But the Chazon Ish says, I could be making the ikirasiyah is for sukkah, shekol yimayish, but I'm making it also for sukkahs. L'chayre dachsimer, the way Rabbi Chonon is mevayer, the gedder of lishmo, and we have a Taisus and Menaches, it would seem lishmo means a yichud for one purpose, not for that. That is the gedder of lishmo. Now we have the ha'ore from the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish says, stoma le meshkachas lo da odam o oise binyin yesh le machshove. So dachsich mir, there's two different things. Loi mi boy, there's a big machloikis, a poiskim, by tviya lishmo, by matzis lishmo, there was a din lishmo, so many poiskim hold, you need dibo. That means, even I'm thinking, I'm doing it for this purpose, it's gonish, you have to say at my kochim also, that we had a Rashi in Psochev, you have to say, I'm doing it lishmo. The Loshna of Rashi by us also, Veloy pirish shehi l'shem chag. What is asuke yeshone loy pirish? So it means asol l'shem chag means pirish. Pirish. So you need, and I have to say, I'm doing this pe'ula for this purpose. I'm putting together the suke for the chag. Then it becomes miyuchad. Without pirish, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a big machloikas apoiskim. If I'm making chutim shel tzitzis, I'm just thinking without saying, could be it's possible tzitzis. It's a din pirish, you have to say. The gather of toich lamed, that is a din of shoylin hilchis achak, koidim lachak shloishim yoim. The gather is that then it becomes like kochim already. Then you don't need, that means it's stomach in shloishim yoim. So stomach as sukkah is made. As sukkah is made for the yontav of sukkahs. So memele there, it is not necessary leforesh that I'm making it. That's like kochim. Kochim, if it's oimit after, if it's an oila in the 30 days, so memele, so then there's a din stomach lishma, that means you don't have to think. But a fellow will say, you don't, let me boy, if you need pirish, beferish, so memele, so you have to say, I'm doing this pula for this. A fellow, you don't need pirish, beferish, but I'll kaponim this two different kavonis over here. That means if you'll ask me why I'm doing it, so I'll tell you, I'm doing it because I need a sukkah for sukkahs. But that alone, a reason for doing it does not necessarily make an asiyah lishmo. That means there's a bazundere din of asiyah lishmo. Afilo machshove would help, but you have to be machshove. I'm doing this pool. That is a reason why I'm doing it. That is not sufficient. There's a din, this, in order to be miyachad, this chayfetz, for this purpose, there has to be a kavoneh, there has to be a kavoneh that this asiyah is l'shem this purpose. A reason does not make an asiyah for this purpose. There's a special din, you need an asiyah l'shem this purpose. That is the din l'shmo, to make a din yichud. And toich shloishim yoim, there's a halacha that stome is since the shayl v'dershim, so there it's not necessary to make a yichud. So then it's kosher according to Beis Shammai. Before we see Taisvis, let us just see the Gemara. My time at the Beis Shammai. How do Beis Shammai know that you need an asiyah lishmo? Omakro chag asuke shivas yomim lashem. Sukkah ha'asuya l'shem chag ba'inan. You have to make a sukkah l'shem chag. So Rashi says sukkah l'shem chag, d'chsiv sukkahs l'shem, l'shem mitzvah samelach. You have to make a sukkah, so sukkahs l'shem, l'shem mitzvah samelach. U'beisilu, what did Beisilu do with this l'shem? Beisilu ohu mi boilei licht Rav Sheshes. This l'shem is coming to tell us Rav Sheshes is aloche. Omar Rav Sheshes mishum Rabbi Kiva, minayin la'atzei suke sha'asurin kol shive, that atzei suke o'ose kol shive, the machlokes harishonim, the Rosh and the Rambam, the Rosh holds that Hashem ha'schach kori suke, so the atzei suke that is also is only the schach, not the tfanis. The Rambam sheet is that the tfanis are also awesome. So what Miyan Latse Sukhya Shasum Kol Shiv is a machlekes which Atzei Sukhya was speaking about, the Schach for sure. And according to the Rambam, we're speaking about the Defanus also. Talmud Loima, this Posik, Chag HaSukhya Shivas Yomim Lashem. Where does it say that in Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oima, Kishem Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagige, Kachal Shem Shomayim ala Sukkim. Shenema Chag HaSukkes Shivas Yomim Lashem. Machag Lashem, just like the Kolbun Chagige is Chal Shem Shomayim ala Chagige. Av Sukkim Lashem, so it's Chal Shem Shomayim and the Sukkim. So from here we learn that the Atzei Sukkah also Bahano Minatayah. That's what Beisilu do with this Lashem. So the Gemara says, according to Beishame, we need the Lashem for this. Not that you make it Lashem Mitzvah Hashem. You make it the Machag Lashem, Avsukah Lashem. Einachanami. Elamai Tamayu de Beishame. So what's the reason of Beishame that they say there's a din of Asiya Lishmo? Ksiv Koachin, there's another pasuk. Chag asuke istasa locho shivas yomim, suke asuye l'shem chag beinin. They learned the pasuk backwards. Tasa locho asuke is chag, that you should make the suke l'shem chag. Ubeisilu, ahumi boile la'oisin suke b'choyle shalmoyit. Tasa asuke is L'chag haste is that you're allowed to make the sukkah in Chalamoid. That means, we'll see there's a machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Lezer holds, and Beishamai hold, that you need a sukkah that was made for 7 days. If you did not make a sukkah the first 2 days, so you're making a sukkah for 5 days, so there's no such thing. You have to make a sukkah for 7 days. So Beisilu said, no, the you learn that from the posig, that you can make the sukkah in the chag. In Yontav you can make the sukkah. In Chalamoid you can make the sukkah. So it's telling us you don't have to have a sukkah that was made for 7 days. You have a sukkah that was made for 5 days. Beishami svirulu ki Rabbi Lezer domei noisen sukkah b'chayle shalmoid. So they don't darshan this chag a sukkah tasaloch, you can make the sukkah in the chag. So they darshan, you should make the sukkah l'shem chag. You have to make the sukkah l'shem chag. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Ala chagige, shalme chagige, shem shamayim chalalayim, lo ischom. Ad la'acha haktore seymurim. Till the haktore it's osir, it's chal shem shamayim, chagige l'shem. And afterwards, the zochu b'basohochi mishulchan gevoye, it's Lashem, ke'ebet ha'noitl pras. Then the Rabbi Nishlam gives it, he's mechalik it to the Bailam, to the Kahanim. But al kaponim, it's chagige Lashem. Chag, chagige. Chag asuke istase. Suke istase lechag. You should make a suke for the chag. Saras ha-mikro v'dorshei. If sukkis tase lichag or bichag, that's why Silul holds you darshan sukkis tase bichag. This is God the way the Rishash learns pshat in the Gemara. Plukte the Rabbi Lezer beperek hayoshen. Period. Now let us see Tosfos. Sukkis yeshana beis hilul machshirim. Birishalmi toni tzorich lachadish bodovo. Chavraya omrin tefach, that afilu, according to Beis Hillel, that it's kosher, but you have to make a chiddush in a sukkah yishona that was made before 30 days, shaloi l'shem chag. So you have to make a chiddush in the sukkah. That means a chelik of the sukkah has to be made l'shem chag. Afilu, according to Beis Hillel. Chavraya omrin tefach, you have to make a tefach al tefach l'shem chag. Abyeisi yoma kolshu. Kolshu is enough. Oman doma kolshu. Ubovad shetehei al pnei kula. That means it could be a mashu in the width, but it has to go and it has to divide the sukkah. That means either the length of the sukkah or the width of the sukkah has to be split by this kolshu. That means the whole length of the whole width, your machadish, that's the din chiddush. It could be that this inyan of chiddush is, what is the inyan of chiddush? It doesn't pass all the sukkah if you don't do it. It could be, as I thought, as a shilta, later I found the Oitzer brings this down from the Binyan Shleimer, that the shilta says there's a mitzvah to make, as I state in shiltas, there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah. He learns that chag sukkah is tasa. There's a mitzvah. By all hachonis, it's not muchach. That there's a mitzvah to make the hachona, but here there's a mitzvah taka chaga sukkis tase. The shulter says there's a mitzvah to make a sukkis. So it could be, if it was not made l'shem chag, so there's no kiyam a mitzvah. So the kiyam a mitzvah is you have to make either a tefach al tefach, that in the hilchas asiya that's enough, or a kol shu. That's the Yerushalmi. Ubosa hochi isa hoso, matzah yishona plukte de beishame yu beisilo. What about a matzah yishona machloikis beishame yu beisilo? Oma rebbe divrei hakelu, bikivin shloyoso l'shem pesach, dover borihu shloy digdik bo. Now, this Yerushalmi is a medrash plia, from beginning to end. Number one, we're speaking about a matzah yeshono. It seems it wasn't made l'shem matzah. The Gemara says in Psochim, Taflamet Chesam et Beis, Ushmartem es ha-matzahis, matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah, Rashi says l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. So there's the din l'shmo by matzahs. The Yerushalmi says, Machloikis b'shamei b'silu, then no, I feel, so that means according to Beis Hillel, you don't need the matzah lishma. Then the Yerushalmi says, no, if mikivin shloy osol l'shem pesach, dover boriyu shloy digdek po. Lulei de mistafine, I would like to say pshat in Tosfos as follows. Be'emison, there's the inyan of a shmartem es hamatzes could be, there are two inyanim. There's one inyan, the shmira is that it should be matzah, it shouldn't be chametz. Now, there are two reasons why a person has to eat matzah in Pesach. Number one, there's a mitzvah, be'erev teichlo matzitz. So the mitzvah be'erev teichlo matzitz, if a person will eat chometz, he's not making the mitzvah be'erev teichlo matzitz. So it has to be matzah because there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. That's number one. There's another reason why one has to eat matzah, because the yontif asas chometz. That means be'etzim, there's two dvorim nefrodim. That means it's a mitzvah to eat matzah be'erev toich lo matzah, so the din shmartem es ha-matzahs. That's a din shmire, matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah shal mitzvah, that when you should, the shmire should be, that I'm shomeret that this should be matzah, I should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. It has to be matzah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. It has to be not chometz in order to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And then there's another inyan. There's an inyan that it has to be not chometz because the yontif is mechayiv not to eat chometz. Now, who says that you have to have a shmire for the yontif? The yontif is also a factor in dinei asiye and dinei shmire. Beishamai. For bibedayik, we had a havamin of the Gemara and we had a maskon of the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara was, the way Rashi explains, how do you know you need lishma? So the Mon Dehavim wanted to learn out from Chagasuga Shivas Yomim Lashem. So Rashi says, Lashem Lashem Mitzvah Hamelach. You should do it Lashem Mitzvah. The mitzvah Hamelach. L'chir, the Mitzvah Hamelach is a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah. Lashem Mitzvah Hamelach. Later, when the Gemara says this Lashem is coming to tell us that a Sukkah is also called Shiva, so we learned out a different pasuk from Chagasukis Tasaloch. So Rashi says, Chagasukis Tasaloch, Tasa Lechag. Sukis Tasa Lechag. You should make, it doesn't say, L'shem Mitzvah Samelach. Sukis Tasa Lechag. You should make it for the Yontif. It could very well be, it's Mavur from the G'dayli Achreinim, that be'emesin, there's two inyonim in the inyon of Sukkah. There's one inyon of Sukkah, there's a mitzvah yeshiva Sukkah. There's a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah. The Laila Rishoyna. Be all the time when you sit in the Sukkah, you're mekayim a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah. But Avnei Nezer and other achronim say there's an iser to sit chutz l'sukkah. The sukkis teishvu shivas yomim, that sukkis you have to be sure that the sukkis teishvu v'loi chutz l'sukkah. There's an inyan you have to, Rabbi Nezer brings a raya, the Gemara says that the mechitza tluya materes, it's a matir, it's a matir achile, it's a matir shine, that means you're not allowed to sleep and eat sukkah, unless you're in a sukkah. The yontif, so there's the mitzvah, there's the mitzvah of sukkah, and then there's the iser of not eating chutz l'sukkah. Now the shaila is in the lishma. What do you need a lishma what in lishma do you need? Beishamai was machadish. You need a lishma l'shem achag. Whatever the chag is machayev, you have to make it for this purpose, for the chag, for the tzeir chachag. So it could be, this is what the Yerushalmi said. The Yerushalmi said, just like by Sukkis, Beishamai was machadish. Everyone holds it in the Shmartem as Hamatzah. He says that din shmire, that one should be mishamer. This is the Loshon of Rashi in Sukkah, in Pesachim. Matzah mishtamerish l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. That you mishamer the matzah, that it should be a matzah shal mitzvah, you should be able to make a mitzvah's matzah with it. That's in Shmir, everyone knows, that's a shmartem as a matzah. But Beis Shammai said, there's a different din asiya in Shmir. You need an asiya l'shem achag, what the yontev is machayiv. The yontev is machayiv that I can eat outside of a sukkah, so you have to make an asiya l'shem achag. So here the Yerushalmi is meiridik meduyik. The Yerushalmi says mikivin shloy aso l'shem Pesach. The Yerushalmi says when we're speaking about a matzah yishona, the Yerushalmi does not say he didn't make it l'shem. Bavli says a different Russian. You have to make it l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. The Yerushalmi says you have to make it l'shem Pesach l'shem achag. You have to make it l'shem the yontif. So in other words, that the Yerushalmi Dachsim wanted to say that the Shimur, according to Beis Shammai, is not only that I have to be Mishamer, that this should be a Matzah Shel Mitzvah, I have to be Mishamer that there should not be Chometz because the Yontif Asas Chometz. So Memele, you have to make it L'Shem Pesach, Pesach Asas Chometz. So Memele, you have to make it L'Shem Pesach. So the Shmira has to be for a twofold reason. One, it should be L'Shem Matzah Shel Mitzvah, that's the Gemara, that's the Babli. And also that it should not be chametz. That was the havamin in the Yerushalmi. Enfert zok the Yerushalmi omer Rebbe divrei hakel hu mikivin shaloi asor l'shem Pesach dover borihu shaloi dikdek bo. Now what is pshat in this in the Yerushalmi's teretz? Perhaps it could be there's a Mishnah Lamelech, Perik Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin from Hilchos Yom Tov. The Mishnah Lamelech says as follows. The Gemara says, Mali Issa Lav, Mali Issa Koris. And the Gemara is speaking about Hachokis, Gzeres. So the Gemara says, Mali Issa Lav, Mali Issa Koris, Chilik Issa Lav, it's a Koris. We don't, if you make a chokef on Yisakoris, make a chokef on Yisalav. I mean, Mali Yisalav, Mali Yisakoris. Fine. Zok the Mishnah Lamelech, this whole Yisod, Mali Yisalav, Mali Yisakoris, is davke if it's alav sheyesh by Malkus. So then there's a Mali Yisalav, Mali Yisakoris. You have to make a chokef for an Issa Lav also, just like an Issa Kodesh. But, the Mishnah Lamelech says, if you have a Lav She'ein by Malkis, then don't tell me Mali Issa Lav, Mali Issa Kodesh. For Kodesh, they made Achokis. For a Lav She'ein by Maisa, whatever it is, there's no Achokis. There's a difference. There's a Yisaitis to Kechilik. If there's an Oynish Malkis Averi, Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga, whatever the together is, there's an Einish Malkis, so then there's Mali Yisalav, Mali Yisakos. But if it's less than that, if there's no Malkis, so Memelem, so this is the Chilaki, they didn't make a Chokis. So it could be this is the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. That means if you're going to make a Matzah only, you tell them, according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to make the matzah. It shouldn't be chometz because it'll become chometz. The yontav is mechayev and is a chometz, and you're not allowed to eat chometz. Don't have to think about the chorus of chometz. Just have to think about the mitzvah matzah. I want it should be matzah. I should be able to be mechayev the mitzvah matzah. So the Yerushalmi says, if you're going to make such a matzah, you're going to make such a matzah only for the mitzvahs I say, is dover bor yushaloi dikdek bo. We're speaking about dikduke mitzvah. That means the dikdukim, which a mitzvah's essay is mechayiv, is not the same dikdukim which an issa koris is mechayiv. So memele, so he says, you have to make it l'shem chag also. L'maisa, l'maisa chomet is an issa koris chomet. So you say, I'm just gonna make sure that it should be matzah, I should be able to make kind of mitzvah. That's it. I'm not gonna think about the chomer of koris, which the yontiv is mechayiv. She says, chas v'sholm, you can't do such a thing. If mikivin shelo yaso l'shem pesach, perhaps this is pshat in Tosfos. Let us go further. V'imasol l'shem chag. Afilu l'beis hilul nafkemino. So this aloche that asol l'shem chag is kosher. We'll see Tosfos here a kasha l'chayrech. This is only negei l'beis shammai. According to beis hilul, you don't need sukkah l'shma. So Tosfos says no. Don't have to be mechadish bodovo, period. And Taisa says further, afilu loy nafkemina elo lebeishamayim. Afilu, there's only a nafkemina according to beishamayim. That means according to beishamayim. Let's forget about the lechadish bodovo. Yesh loy letana leforish ba menechleko. The Tana has to explain what the machloikis is. loy shayach lakshuyei taime de beishamai osalashminen. You can't ask taime de beishamai osalashminen, ela heiche de pligi tanoi libi de beishamai. So then there's a taine that you don't do such things. Taime de beishamai osalashminen. Vlenavke mino midi beplukta libi de beisilu. Kehi de rabbe lezer de mile, bepeka bo achim, bekambe de beya, bekulam perashtu bimkaimu. We have to know what Taisvis is saying here in the second half. The Maram seems to explain Taisvis as follows. Taisvis says there's a klal that, I mean, if you have a machlokes alibe de beishamai, so there's a kasha. Time de beishamai osloshmi. We don't paskin like beishamai. So here lechayre, if it's not negeya beishilu. So, what's that for wissen? According to Beshame, if your soul is shame, chag will be good. So, Taisva says, no. Hello, Beshame, yesh le letane le forish ba menech leku. And the only time when we say time with the Beshame of Sashminin is it's bloin. That means, if there's a nafkemine, the Tana will only speak about Beshame, there's nafkemine according to Beisilu. So, what is the nafka mean according to Beis Hillel? What is Taisvah's second teretz over here? So, the Maram seems to be saying as follows. The Mishnah, let us learn the Mishnah for one. Sukkah Yishone, a Sukkah that was made before Shloshim Yoim, Beishamei Poislim, Beis Hillel Machshirim. Veizi Sukkah Yishone, Kosher Sokoidim Lachak Shloshim Yoim. So, a Sukkah that was made Koidim Shloshim Yoim is good. Now, that means I could learn a different pshat. Let me just give you a bad marshal. There's a meridike bach, meridike chumra from the bach. About just to the bach says lahaloche, or maybe lachatchila, that if a person made matzes, l'shem mitzvahs matzah, before shloshim yom kodem pesach. That's not a mudadika matzah. There's a psul matzah yishon, I fully made it l'shem matzah. Whatever the lomda should be. That's what the Bach says. Whatever the lomda should be, l'maise, it's apostle, it's not a mudadika matzah, that's for sure. Now, I could learn shat the Mishnah that Beis Hillel holds you need l'shmo. The machloikis is between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Is there a new psul of Yeshana? Is there a psul of Yeshana? Beshami says Yeshana, it has to be made Shloishim Yom Koidem Achak. It's made before then, it's possible. According to Beis Hillel, it's good. But could be Beis Hillel holds Yosef need Lishmo. Who says that that's the Machloikis? There's a Machloikis in Yeshana. So this is what the Tanhera tells, you know, according to Beshama, if you'll make it Lishmo, it's good. Oh, so now I understand the machloikis. It's not a machloikis in Yeshona. It's a machloikis in Lishmo. That's what the Baram says, Pshat Ma'atayisvis. That the Mishnah is telling us Pshat in Beishame. We should understand Beisilu. We can learn a different Pshat in Beisilu. We can learn Pshat Beisilu also if you need Lishmo. No, there's machloikis. Beisham Beisilu is there a psul of Yeshona. Minayin la'atzei suki shasurim kol shiva. Mashme dasirim mit der Reise, drosche gemuri. Mit der Kaporich wa krolle hoch jidios, weiss oi sitz, it's a posig. Beteimo de bepeire kira mashme, shuhu mit der Rabbonon. The Gemara in Shabbos weiss oi is, this whole thing is a der Rabbonon. A mukte de kide. Di maisi hosam raye, de rabshimen islai gabinair, Mitoyrsha Uktzele Miktzvosoi Uktzele Isuroi. The Gemara says, Anagei Alonu, Rab Shimon holds, if a person was Madlik Aner L'Shem Shabbos, and the Shemen was Metaftif out of the Ner, is a person permitted to use this Shemen B'Shas that the Ner is Doilik? So the Gemara says, Rab Shimon holds, he holds at that muktzeh. Mitoich, the mitoich shehuktzeh le mitzvosei. That means, let's say for practical purposes, that this shemen will burn an hour. So when he put the shemen into the nair, into the receptacle, so he was makzid the shemen that for an hour it should burn l'kavod Shabbos. And it burns out afterwards. About kaponim, kozman, when it's burning, it should be, it was makzid l'kavod Shabbos, kozman is burning. So memela, if some shemen dripped out, it's, since he was makzid l'mitzvahs ner Shabbos, he's not permitted to use the shemen kozman that there is burning, and that so was kozman that there was burning. Mitoich shuktzel mitzvosoi, the huktzel isuroi is the Zarashi in Shabbos that explains it, but it doesn't mean more than huktzel mitzvosoi. The Chaydishovitz explains it means that the mitzvah is kozman, it's doilik. That's the zman mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Mo wants to bring a raya that Muktzah Rav Shimon also holds." One is not permitted to take Eitzim in a Sukkah beyond it, and this is speaking about, let's say, this is speaking about a Sukkah in Pesach. It's speaking about a person that made a Sukkah. The Sukkah collapsed in Yontif, so Shteitazoy. So state as I that ain't neitlin eitzim in a sukkah beyond it. You're not allowed to use these eitzim. Rab Shimon matter. The lomdus is Rab Shimon holds odom yoshiva mitzapet. Speaking about a sukkah ruah, he knew there's a possibility it might fall. So it's called min hamuchon. He was a yoshiva mitzapet for these eitzim. Fine. The shavin the sukkah sachag bechag. But what if you'll have the same thing by a sukkah to kesukkah? She yesur. But Perik, because why? Because it's upsilim mitzvosai. But Perik, maybe, kadi yayin, maisi, so there the Gemara brings the beraisa that says that Rab Shimon is moide by sukkah sachar. But Perik, maybe, so he's moide upsilim mitzvosai. So therefore, who adin, the shemen shebener b'shoa shudot, is also the upsilim mitzvosai. Ubepeir, that's a Gemara in Shabbos. Ubepeir, maybe kadi yain maisi drosha dohoche. There the Gemara brings the drosha. That, by sukkis. Afilochi mash mahosna besoiv shmaitin lois sira elo mitam mukse. The Gemrina nazi sukkis, the chayel kedusha layu is katsoi leshive. Aber from the sukkis, with the posuk, with everything, maisi sits a mukse de kedin. The Gemara in Kira maisi sits a mukse de kedin. And here by Stasis, I'm saying the Reis of the Kedin. The Yeshloima, so the first out of Stasis is false. The Haida also, mid the Reis, the Baisis in Asuk, it's mid the Reis, Aino Ba'oi de Kayemes. Kozman, the Suke is standing, also, little, Mimeno Eitzim. That's Machag Lashem, Absuka Lashem, that's the Reis of the Kedin. You cannot be Mavatlet from the Mitzvah, it's Miuchad Lashem. Avo mishenoflo te botlo mitzvoso, but if it falls in, la yasire elo midarabona. That is only also midarabona. That's the rabona de kedin. Period. Vaho de porich bebeyem. Now, let me just explain, Taisa, the medical problem. Like this wouldn't be too gefellig. But it says the Pasuk is speaking about when it's standing, and then the Din Haktzor is speaking about when it's Nofal. That's very good to Shemen Shetifte Shenetaftaf Min Haner. It's also a Bechin of Nofal. It's not being used now for the Mitzvah. Al Kaponim, there's a Din Haktzor. This will be very good. The problem is, it says in the Baraisa, Umoide Rab Shimon Sukkah sachag bechag shehi asure. Vim hisne, but he made a tanai, hakel lefi tanoi. Made a tanai, then it helps. Frag the Gemorin deye, umi mahani beitno. My helps. So the Gemorin asked Akasha, does that tanai help? The mobbing is the posik. Now, this is very bitter. That means if we're speaking about a muktzadikidin, we want to learn how a muktzadikid when it fell down. What brings the posik? The posik is speaking, he's talking about two different things. Oh, v'ho de porich bebeyin.
Will me mahani beit no hainu mishum. What's the kash? The ki ven deloi mahani beit nai boi de kayemes. That's for sure. And the deraisa de kedin if it's a sukkah shal mitzvi kemek dreidl. I want to be master to be able to use it. So the more means that we see from the pasuk shenof lanami lo yoyum. The migo diskatsoi bein hashmoshes. Since it was iskatsoi bein hashmoshes. The tzairich mitzvah, you couldn't be make it ois l'tzoyrech mitzvah, it's katzoy l'shive. So the Gemara means from the posik we see, since this is a posik, that when it was standing, it was muchach to be atzei suke, so the din muktza also follows after the posik. Mashani the sefer soy l'suke dalme. So Moses says, yeah, in the Hanami, it's going according to the Rabbonon, if he made it tonight that he hasn't zinnin to use the Atzei Sukkah when they fall down in the middle of Pesach, so it helps. Period. For the Porach, then the Gemara asks from another Baraisa. It says, Minoi Sukkah, the Mahani Beit Noam. There it says that it helps at night. Umishani, and for the Gemara, Boimer, and Iboidl Mihem, Kolbein Hashmoshes. Noi Sukkah helps at night. Yeah, because it's the Bible man called Bein Hashemosh. The Huxel Mitzvah also. Leidomu Leitzim, Shem Iker HaMitzvah, Bar Kochachach Beidl Mehem, Yesh Bem Stira Soyo. So Memele, that's the Gemara, that's Maskonus HaGemara. So Bem is in Taisi had a problem now. If the whole Kasha of Mi Mahani Beit Noah was because the whole Kasha was only on the Schach, because the Schach is also Min HaTorah. So since it's also Min HaTorah, Bein HaShemoshes is a din of Kivnis Katzoi. That was the whole Kasha. So by Noye Sukkah, what was the Kasha in the Teretz? I mean, by Noye Sukkah, it's Poshet. There's no problem. There's no there. I said, the din on the Noye Sukkah. So by Shteitzach, he doesn't want that there should be Noye Sukkah. It's not Noye Sukkah. The first kash was only out of the posik.
There's
really no kash in the teretz is posik. That is one mahalach. The benetam meforish. The eitzim shall kedei hershe suke chayle kedusha olayu vasiri mideraisa. Benetam holds that the Eitzim of Hershe Sukkah, what do the Sukkah needs, requires, that's also Midereise. Aval hayoyser michdei Hershe lemitzeri elo midarabon. There's a machlokes harishonim, so Benetam holds like the Rosh is yod like him, that we're speaking about only the Schach, we're just speaking about the walls. On Koponim, whatever the minimum shear of Sukkah needs, that's also min HaTorah. The rest is only also min HaRabbonim.
V'hod Porich umi mahani beit noah.
Now already it's a bit schwer, and the Gemara brings the Posek, umi mahani beit noah. The Gemara held, why not? I mean, the Tanaik, the mobbing is the Posik. The Posik is speaking about the Hershe Sukkah. And we're speaking about the Din Mukta, which is not the Hershe Sukkah. Shema the Mistome, ki heichid lahmani tnoi b'mayda siri mide reise, hu adin lahmani b'mayda osa mide rabbonon. Number one. And number two, v'lehmavlik namitana bein tzorich l'sukkah bein leit tzorich. Number two, the Tana said v'im hisna kol afit noi, so now he says a second teretz. He says, if you're telling me that Tanai helps on the hukta dikidin, so the Tana should have said, v'im hisna kol afit noi, v'amed v'om amurim, ma'ashe yeser al hechshe sukin. The Tana says, tam, v'hida be'ya kashem epek b'mem adlikin, d'mashem b'dinoi sukin, asur mishum bizim itse, v'loi mishum mukta, u'bim koimo pirash nuha.